Skopos is the Greek word for aim or purpose. Listen to this edition of Skopos as Dr. Brett Larson helps apply the purposes of Scripture to our daily lives.
So welcome to a special edition of Skopos, where I get a few minutes to just sit down with a friend, in this case, a friend who I haven't seen in quite a while, but wanted to catch up on just some of what God can do through different walks of life, and maybe more of a living room conversation than something prepared like I usually do for the shorter version of Skopos, so kind of just a special extended version here. I got a chance to have some lunch this afternoon. It's afternoon when we're recording this with a friend of mine named Chris Curry. Chris, good to see you.
Good to see you again. It's been a while.
Been a few years. We had some weird COVID stuff, border stuff there, and we're finally back opened up. And what a blessing. Last time I saw Chris, I think we were loading up to shoot some bars.
And that we did.
down south, they call them bars. We call them bears here, black bears. And Chris is the director of the Outdoor Adventuremen for Christ, and mostly in Southern Ontario. But where else do you work, Chris? Or you have some different things going on?
We have a number of different things going on, yeah. But it is predominantly Ontario. We're asked to do some other ministry things in different states as well. But it's predominantly in Southern Ontario, what we would term that. Nothing where the road stops, that's where we do.
That's where I like to be.
Yep.
Too. When people think Southern Ontario, they think Toronto and big city, but there's a lot of, Ontario is a big place, and there's a lot of what you call bush. We call it woods or forest, but you call it the bush back there.
Absolutely. Wilderness. Yeah.
Yeah. And if you've ever been up in like Algonquin area, Northern Ontario, and you get into even further out, you'll understand why they call it the bush rather than the woods, because it is some thick country up there.
Absolutely. You can't fight your way through it. If it wasn't for some old logging roads, you'd have a real tough time.
It is. Yeah. When we went, Chris took us bear hunting up there. They bear hunt over bait. And I think it's a great way to hunt, and I'm not going to debate that here with anybody. I don't care what you think. It is. It's good. It's the only way you can actually control the population in that area. And I was shocked because I think I set up on this little tree stand that was kind of hung on by an old belt strap, maybe, and very thick country. You couldn't see on either side of you, and all of a sudden, and you're kind of in a ravine, and you could see about 10 feet in front of you, and there's a bear bait, and you're just waiting for a bear to show up, hopefully not on your back and in front of you. And it's very fun, very exciting way to hunt. But Chris, getting on to kind of the real reason why I want to talk for just a few minutes here is what the outdoors and what God's creation can do for someone like yourself, who's ministering predominantly to men, but there's women involved too, right. But it is called Adventuremen. So predominantly to men, like how does the outdoors and using God's creation provide avenues to be able to really speak into men's lives in today's culture?
It's very refreshing to me to think back to how God had originally designed things to work in the garden. It was his best plan for us, and we messed it up badly, yeah. Unfortunately. But at the core, there was a natural environment that was perfect, and we don't live there anymore. Mm-hmm. But creation does reflect his glory, and it is invigorating to sit in a stand or to fish a lake. And I'm talking in my perfect context about a lake that doesn't have skiers going by and doesn't have jet skis crossing your lines. But in a little tin boat or a remote environment where you can have fellowship with your Creator, where you have an opportunity to speak into the lives of others. I use it personally in our family context and ministry context in smaller groups to be able to invest and mentor in the lives of other folks as well. But to strengthen them, to fortify myself, but most importantly for my own spiritual walk, and experience to have the time to be still away from the rat race or away from the nonsense and be able for him to speak and me to clearly be able to listen to what he has to say.
Yeah, there's a song, Larry Fleet, Morgan Wallen do a song called That's Where I Find God. Have you heard that country song?
Are you going to sing it to me?
No, I could, but no. But it talks about in a deer stand and a duck blind and all. Yes. That's where I find. Yes. It's theologically a little loose in the song,
yes.
But the kind of the major context of it is true, and it's been in my life. It's why I'm so passionate about, all right, full transparency, I've never been in my past, probably many years of ministry, up until the past few years, a huge advocate of men's ministry because I've never seen it done very well. The only time I've seen it really done well is when guys are using the outdoors as kind of like an icebreaker, because a lot of manly men are, they'll do the outdoor thing, right? They'll go on a fishing trip or they'll go on a hunting trip for bear and moose, and that's like just cool stuff, right? So it's a little less threatening, and ironically, than going to a church. You know, they'd rather sit in a bear stand than go to church. And that song Where I Find God is so true, because it's sometimes it takes a little different approach, and God uses that to draw men to himself, to where we can get out there and talk about real life issues. I mean, some of my best conversations are with brothers around the campfire.
Absolutely.
And it's the roughest, hardest kind of, you know, tough men to crack. Something about a campfire and outdoors and fresh air and maybe cleaning a couple rifles. That there's just something special about that.
And by day two, they let their guard down. They're very authentic, yeah. Because it's safe, and you have to substantiate that for sure. It's not it's funny. It's easier around the campfire than it is for us in any, even in any church.
Yeah. Agree.
We have been asked, we've been told that because of the church's insurance policy, they can have nothing to do with our ministry because we play with guns. Mm-hmm. And first of all, I say we don't play with guns. Exactly. It's a tool.
That's how they're looking at
not
it.
Not a toy.
Right.
But we do. One of our events is absolutely, it's a marksmanship challenge that we use as a charitable fundraiser to support missions and other Christ-centered outreach. But in society, it's not politically correct. But it is something very real to people who have that family tradition, and just an interest level. Some people are threatened or that are just unaware or unfamiliar, and you show them safely and educate them, and there's buy-in and there's an excitement that they have. There's a fellow that we both know that did not have a lot of experience with firearms, and yet had a time that years later, he just brings such joy to talk about.
It does. There's something, you mentioned family tradition. For me, that is a family tradition, right?
Right.
Our family comes from rural Pennsylvania, kind of Appalachia kind of people. And I just grew up with that. I stole own property down there, and it's just kind of who I am, and there's something that connects me to a godly heritage, godly grandfather and father, and just and how I'm raising my boys. Man, I had a time just last year, Chris, in the deer stand with my oldest son, and we just got talking and talking and talking. I hope he doesn't listen to this because I'm going to give it away, but he ended up telling his girlfriend about it, who told her dad, who's one of my best friends in the world, and he told me about what that meant to my son. So I heard, like, around the tree, what that meant to my son, just to talk about life with him. And that's the best thing. If you're a dad and you can get a double stand and find a place to hunt and just sit there with your son for hours looking at the woods and put the phone down, dude. Like, you don't need, even when we hunt, like, I try not to use my phone other than emergency or anything else. I bring a little Bible, and they're like, "Well, I got the Bible up on my phone." Yeah, but in 3 minutes you'll be scrolling something, you know, looking at old pictures or something.
Yeah.
Bring a little New Testament Bible, or man, I just I just crave that time. And it, why? Because it's time alone with the Lord. And that's why I so appreciate what you're doing. I think you're striking a chord to encourage you that you've got to keep after, because it's so important.
And I have a very similar family experience. And this time it was with my daughter when she was 16 and her first real deer hunt. And just there's a bonding that happens. And whether it's your family or someone else, there's a purity in the communication without the clutter of life. And we can, I mean, they've seen their dad cry and it's not over missing a shot. Cause that rarely happens, you know?
Yeah.
But it's, there's an authenticity, that we can share. And I want them to know I'm real. I mean, I get cut and bleed the same as anybody else. And I'm not, perfect. They know that. Their mother knows that better than anyone. But I want to be real. I want to live with character and integrity, because at the end of the day, that's all that I've got.
And it teaches so much to young people and even to adults, the challenge of the outdoors, the challenge of hunting or fishing, the amount of honesty it takes, the amount, it'll make you an honest person right away. You might lie about your story, your great fish story, right? But ultimately it does, it humbles you. It teaches you to deal with disappointment. It teaches you to deal with patience, and to let God move and to let things, I mean, there's just so much value in what that can bring. And it's just, I think it's really important. And I'd like to encourage those listening to, if you're in the Ontario area, especially to check out an Outdoor Adventureman for Christ. And, Chris, how can they get information and kind of stay in touch with what's going on?
That is, we are right now developing a new website, and it is oafc.net. So Outdoor Adventureman for Christ.net. And we feel that that's a rather fitting domain extension.
Yeah.
Because we need big ones for the pike.
Cast the net.
I wasn't as spiritually minded, perhaps.
Oh, I am. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah. Great. Yeah, that's a good way. And then any of the literature that we have, we'll have a phone number, email address, and so on as well.
All right. We're going to bear hunt this year sometime, or maybe next year, next year.
I would love that. Do you know that in Ontario, less than 2 weeks, season is open.
Oh, wow. So I probably don't have time to get all my paperwork together, but maybe spring.
That would be awesome. I much prefer the fall hunt.
Do you?
Yeah, I do. There's something very special about that, and something we haven't touched on at all, but the having dominion isn't just domination at all. Yeah. There is a stewardship element. I know people have used that word and misused it, but we are responsible stewards, to be responsible stewards of the resources. And it affects every area. But certainly it's very real to me when it comes to time and natural resources as well. The game that you take has to be taken legitimately, or it's just,
I agree.
It chokes you. It ought to.
Yeah. I mean, that's part of the integrity of
absolutely
of learning it and teaching it to others too. So I think we're out of time in our short little episode here, but man, I want to thank you for coming down and getting some good lunch and talking. And it's good to catch up. And I just wanted to let our listeners know what we're here, just about what God is doing in these little nooks and crannies of where the dirt road begins and the pavement ends. And that's where it's cool. I just, so grateful for that. It, certainly hits home for me. And, I know we share that like mind. So thank you.
Great. Thank you so much.
All right, God bless you and your ministry, brother.
Thanks for listening to Scopos. We hope it challenges you to pursue Christ and dig deeper into God's Word. Check out Scopos online at wdcxradio.com.